This is The Self-Employed Money Manual, written by Janelle Okonkwo. Read for you by Janelle Okonkwo. Introduction. Why money is harder when there's no paycheck. The first time I sat across from a self-employed client who was crying about money, she had just earned the best year of her career. Her name was Renata. She ran a small interior design studio out of a converted garage in Sacramento. That year, she'd billed $186,000, up from $94,000 the year before. By every external measure, she was winning. Two new clients a month. A waiting list. A magazine feature that had brought her three commercial jobs in a single quarter. She had $1,400 in her checking account when she came to see me. She owed the IRS $31,000 and had no idea how she was going to pay it. I have been a CPA for 14 years. I started in a regional firm doing audit work, then moved into tax, and eventually built my own practice serving self-employed people, freelancers, consultants, solo practitioners, small business owners pulling between $40,000 and $800,000 a year. Renata's story isn't unusual. It's the median experience of someone in their second or third year of self-employment. The income arrives. The discipline doesn't. By spring, the IRS sends a letter and the founder discovers that the freedom of working for themselves came packaged with a financial system they were never taught how to operate. If you're reading this, you probably already know what I'm describing. You felt the slight tightening in your stomach when a five-figure check hits your account, and you don't quite know how much of it is yours to spend. You've made resolutions in January about saving for taxes and then watched February eat the savings. You've stared at the SCP era contribution form and put it back in the drawer because it had too many lines. Here's the truth nobody tells you when you go independent. Managing money as a self-employed person is not just harder than managing money as an employee. It's a different skill entirely. When you have a paycheck, almost every meaningful financial decision is made for you by default. Taxes are withheld. Social Security is paid. Health insurance is auto-deducted. The 401k contribution happens before you see the money. Even the timing of the paycheck, every 2 weeks, on a Friday, in a predictable amount, is a financial smoothing service your employer provides for free. You may have never noticed it, but the W-2 system does about 8 different things on your behalf that protect you from yourself. When you're self-employed, all 8 of those things become your job. The IRS still wants the same money. The retirement still needs the same funding. The insurance still needs paying. But now you have to set aside the cash. Choose the accounts, file the forms, and stay disciplined for 12 months at a stretch. There is no payroll department. There is no benefits enrollment week. There is only you, your business checking account, and whatever system you decide to build. Most self-employed people build no system at all. They run their money the way they ran it when they had a W-2, one checking account, one savings account, and the vague hope that things will work out. Sometimes things do work out. More often, they end up like Renata. I want to be honest about what this book is and isn't. It isn't a tax manual. I'm not going to walk you through every line of Schedule C or explain exactly how Section 179 depreciation interacts with bonus depreciation in your specific industry. Tax law is too complex and too jurisdictional for a book to be your only source. You will still need a CPA, and I'll teach you how to choose one and work with one. It isn't an investment book either. I'm not going to tell you what stocks to buy. I have opinions about index funds, and I'll share them, but the deepest value of this book is not in any specific investment recommendation. It's in the system of habits and account structures that put you in a position where investing becomes possible at all. What this book is, a practical, plain-spoken guide to running the personal financial life of a self-employed person. It's the book I wish I could hand to every new client when they first walk through my door, before the bad habits compound, before the missed quarterly payment, before the year of regret. We're going to cover everything from the basics, how many bank accounts you should have, how to pay yourself a salary out of irregular income, how to save for taxes without